Well, first of all, let me say this. Moksha is the end of the sanskaras of the ego. So when the ego and then the deeper, the subtler sanskaras of the soul must also be dissolved. When those are dissolved, the consciousness is immersed in the absolute light. That consciousness does not come back into a future time. So it should be very clear. The ones who will come into the future time are those who did not achieve complete liberation. Once there is complete liberation, yes, that's it. You only come into school if there is still something left to be learned at that level. And so if moksha has happened, then you are no longer subject to return into the phenomenal plane, because there are no sanskaras, no tendencies that would bring you back into a manifest form. But remember this, that time exists within eternity. It is not separate from eternity. And time itself, although from within time it seems like it's moving in some linear way, all time is present now, in every now, because eternity contains everything. There's no linearity, and there's no duality. And this is why the Buddhists say samsara is nirvana. Nirvana is samsara. So it can be that a liberated being is, not with any sanskaras at all, is nonetheless brought back as an avatar for a specific function, but without any identification with the body, which is what an avatar means. So even if that were to happen, and one was to appear within the frame of reference of the timeline of a world process, the actual consciousness, not the bodily vehicle of that consciousness, would not be in time, but would still be in eternity. Nothing would have changed. And this is why we can understand Sri Ramana, who indeed got moksha and lived in that state of liberation, but his body didn't disappear. It didn't leave the plane of phenomenality. And karma didn't disappear for that body. It got cancer, it had all kinds of events. You know, he had asthma, he had all kinds of physical symptoms in that body. So it didn't heal that body, but it also didn't disturb his peace or cause any karmic reaction or even any effect of that phenomenal symptom set within the physical vehicle, because there was no psychological vehicle operating any longer. The soul was pure spirit, and liberation was complete. But that doesn't mean that to others there will not be the appearance of a liberated being, apparently as a bodily being. But remember, we are not actually here. We are holograms. We have projected our consciousness into this plane. None of us is actually here, and none of us is actually separate from the one self even now. So no one actually becomes liberated. That's why it's not a conclusion to anything, because you started out liberated. All of this is a play that's happening within the state of liberation. Because that's all there is the one liberated eternal self, nothing else. There never was any duality. That's the illusion that mukti or moksha will free you from.